Hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenix. My name is Kirstie Cody, your host, and it's a pleasure having all of you listen in today. As many of you know, we just finished Celebration 2018 in Nashville, Tennessee, and we had such an amazing event. So many of you gave us feedback on how fun it was to have it in Nashville, the arena, just everything, the guest speakers, the panels, and of course, the amazing new product that was launched called Essence, which is our brand new essential oils line. Rave reviews, and of course we have the beautiful Sarah Richter with us today as we're going to go over the no compromise quality of Essence, the entire Essence essential oils line, and just a little bit of background, I guess, and kind of the behind the scenes when it comes to essential oils, or at least our essential oils and how we stack up to what else is out there on the market. And for those of you that are new to Isagenix, Sarah Richter is a part of our R&D department. She holds the title as Manager of Nutrition Education, and she spends her days poring over all of the latest in research and nutrition and health science. And if you've been to any Isagenix events, you might have seen her grace the stages and educate all of you on our amazing product line. But she's been a part of our company for almost, well, I guess it has been 7 years. Sarah, how
yes, it has.
Has it flown by?
It really is. It's cliche, but it's true. You know, time flies when you're having fun. So
that's,
yes,
right,
it's gone by fast.
Right. Well, Sarah, it is awesome to have you with us again. So welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kirstie. I always love being here with you. And for this one, a new kind of area for me, since, you know, nutrition is my background, but now that we have oils, I have had to educate myself and verse myself in essential oils. So kind of fun to talk about a new topic for me.
No kidding. This is so funny because, all right, well, first of all, before we get into the specifics of the no compromise, talk to us about Celebration. You were there, and was it amazing? And of course, with that, tell us the feedback that you guys have had on Essence.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, of course, it goes without saying, any Isagenix event is amazing and just such a great time to come together and for learning and networking and all of that, and products, of course. So Celebration was wonderful, and especially with Essence and these essential oils, this being a new area, a realm for Isagenix, was even more exciting. And I think we've gotten great feedback. And of course, they were, you know, the oils as of today, which today is August 20th, tomorrow they go on sale for everybody. So it was pretty neat at Celebration that, you know, only the event attendees had access to the oils. So they kind of got the first, you know, first go at getting them. But the feedback we've gotten has been, it's been great. I mean, people absolutely, you know, like we're going to talk about, they know that they're very high quality, they're pure oils, they're it's good stuff. So we've gotten really good feedback.
That's great. And you know what? I would not expect anything less, just because we're almost a 17-year-old company now, and, you know, going into in our 17th year of business. And the bottom line is that when you have an entire product line, as we do, anything that we add into that, it's going to be good. It's going to be juicy because we have such high standards. So let's actually get started with, you know, the safety and the quality aspect when it comes to using essential oils in general. Because when you walk into any store, any health food store, any health and wellness store, you're going to see a plethora of essential oils, and not every one of them is actually of the highest of quality. So share with everybody why that is.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, we definitely are, you know, at the line with the highest quality oils available, absolutely. And, you know, as long as a company, or if companies are talking about what they do for quality, you know they probably, you know, have processes and standards. If they're not, which, you know, especially when you get to your value brands maybe, or, you know, value buys when it comes to oils that are available more and more places, if they're not talking about it, then they probably don't do it. So, and really what it is, I mean, essential oils, it's a game of chemistry, really. I mean, the science of oils and, you know, the components and, I mean, these are just chemical compounds. The chemistry of essential oils is pretty fascinating. I've had a lot of fun getting to know it somewhat myself. Still learning, of course, but there's a lot. So really, it's making sure that each oil has the components or the constituents, the chemical components it's supposed to have. And that's why each individual oil has the effect that it does, or the fragrance that it does, right? So each oil, each plant has very specific parts that make up the essential oils. So you want to be sure that you're getting that, and that, of course, you're not getting anything that isn't supposed to be there. One of the things, as far as maybe some of the lower value or the, you know, cheaper oils you can find, is usually they might be what's called extended. Basically, you know, diluted, or an oil will be added to it, like a carrier oil or a mineral oil will be added to help, you know, obviously make a bigger batch using less oil. Especially when you're talking about some of your more rare or expensive essential oils, that can happen a lot. So really, I mean, when it comes to isogenics and the quality that we're educating on and our oils that we're producing, we just want people to be very clear and be very ensured that you are getting the highest quality, 100% pure oils, exactly what you want to get with each one. And we're not, you know, cutting corners. I mean, that's really what our no compromise quality commitment means. Is that we don't cut corners when it comes to formulating products and bringing them to our customers. We're in the game of high quality. So, mm-hmm. So that's really what it's about, is just making sure that we have that.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be people that are listening in that are going to want to know if Isagenics actually does rigorous testing to make sure that there is that safety and that quality factor that we know so well with all of our nutritionals. So is there a pretty good amount of testing that happens when it comes to putting together these blends and oils?
Yes, absolutely. And really, I mean, whether it's our nutritional products, whether it's now our oils, you're going to do, there's need for testing before the raw material or is made or put into the bottle or made into product, and then after. So, you know, pre-testing and then post-testing is what you want. And absolutely, we employ both of those. And really what we rely on too, when it comes to essential oils, there's both, you know, the chemical testing or testing for the constituents or the components that are in each oil, but then there's also more of the physical components to essential oils, or the organoleptic sensory testing. So, you know, the smell, the color, the feel, all of that. And so we use both third-party laboratories or testing companies to help us with the more high-tech chemical composition testing that we need to do to ensure that each oil is exactly what it's supposed to be. But then also on our in-house quality team, we have trained our quality technicians in the essential oil physical factors, or the organoleptic testing parameters, so that they are well trained and that they, you know, their noses are, they know what lavender oil is supposed to smell like. Because if something is adulterated, if something is, you know, has something in there that it's not supposed to be, a trained nose will be able to tell the difference between, the right lavender oil and the wrong one. So we do all of that testing. Now, as far as, you know, let's take it a step back further, and that's even just partnering with a reputable, good company, to supply these oils. And we do that. We're working with one of the world leaders in essential oils. And, you know, a big reason why we chose these partners is that they also care about quality. And especially, too, when it comes to oils and, you know, the harvesting and the growing, you really want partners who are doing everything they can to make sure that, you know, the plants, the crops, they're sustainable, they're traceable, they know exactly what they're getting, where they're getting it, they're paying attention to the growing conditions and standards, because you can harvest a plant or a crop for the essential oil different times of year, and it will end up with a different chemical composition or different percentages of the components that are within that essential oil. So all of these things matter. And so it really helps to have that partner who, you know, takes all of this into account, and from the very get-go, you're getting the best of the best, so to say. So we are working with a great supplier of the oils, and again, paying attention to where these oils are harvested or grown, time of year, putting programs in place to help the local populations who are working, you know, around these crops or whatnot, paying respect to, you know, all of it. So that's really a step one. So we've got that covered. And also, too, you know, when you partner with a proven high quality partner like that, just from the get-go, you know that you're getting a good product, really. But then we do our own testing to ensure that, or to, you know, guarantee that. So start with just a high quality oils or essential oils and plants to begin with. But then before we put the oils into the bottles, we test that raw oil or the raw material. And that's where we do send it out. I mean, first we do bring batches to Isagenix, and our quality team in-house does a round of the sensory or the organoleptic testing. So the sight, the smell, the feel, even maybe the taste in some instances. So they do all that here, but then they also ship it out to have third-party laboratories test for those chemical markers or the chemical composition of each oil. Because like I said, the reason why essential oils are effective, or how they have a very real effect on us, is that it's their makeup. It's what's in them. Their constituents, you'll sometimes hear people say, are basically their chemical components. And it's because of, you know, those individual components that makes each oil have the effect that it has. So, and with that, we're lucky in that the world has the International Organization for Standardization, or the ISO. And basically all this is, the ISO, it's a non-government independent organization that has membership of many, many countries around the world. I think like over 100 or 200 or so countries are members of this organization. And basically its purpose is just to establish and set standards around things. There's stuff for essential oils, but really what it does is it helps make products, services, trade, global international trade, standardized, right? Or we know if somebody's buying essential oils from here or there, as long as we're all sticking to that standard, we know we're going to have the same product, essentially. So by following the ISO standards for essential oils, they have those established. That's what we match up to when we're testing for the chemical composition of each oil. So lavender oil, let's say. There is a set guidelines of, lavender oil, the main active compounds in it is linalool, linalyl acetate, and a few more others, but those are the two main actives. And so according to the ISO, or following the ISO information for lavender, you test and you have to have a certain percentage. What you test for has to hit within that range. So that's really how we're testing the chemical composition. And now using very sophisticated technology and testing machines, mainly we're talking gas chromatography and mass spectrometry, or we'll call GCMS, because those are, kind of tongue twister words, but GCMS, which is a pretty well accepted or well known testing procedure and standard for essential oils. And again, it's going to tell you the composition of that oil you're testing. And by following the standards or the guides that are already established for essential oils, we can match up and make sure that each oil has exactly, is within that standard and has what it's supposed to have. Also, where GS and MS or GCMS can come in handy is that if something is added to the oil it will show up on that reading, because if anything's added, an adulterant, what have you, it will throw off the percentages of the other ingredients. So we can really tell a lot from this gas chromatography and mass spectrometry, but that's, again, just one part. So we use that to make sure that each oil has the right constituents, has, you know, the components that they're supposed to have and in the right amounts. But then also when you couple it with some of the other testing, like refractive index and specific gravity, optical rotation, all of these other testing methods are also used to ensure that this oil is 100% pure, doesn't have any adulterants, and, you know, is the high quality oil that you want. And then also coupled with, as I mentioned, the organoleptic sensory testing that is done, you know, in person or by our quality team, that all together is what, you know, results in, yes, this is 100% pure essential oils, very high quality. So we do that testing both, again, on the, you know, the raw material oil before we put it into the bottles. But then we put it into the bottles, and then there's also more testing done, of course, for safety, for heavy metals, making sure that our oils don't have heavy metals, checking for microbial activity, if there could be any of that. So we do all that safety testing as well. But then samples, once it's bottled, finished product, then we do the testing again to be sure that it's still, you know, exactly what it's supposed to be, not what it's not supposed to be. So the result, again, high quality, no compromise oils that are in line with the best, the rest of the best oils in the world as well.
Excellent. Wow. I know for those of you that are listening in, that was a lot of information. And a lot of it is just like, you know, maybe a little over my head, maybe a little over your heads, you know, as far as listeners. But hey, guess what? It really speaks very loudly that Isagenix is all about making sure that that no compromise stays intact, and that we're embracing incredible testing technology to ensure that that the consumer is actually getting what they're supposed to be getting. Because let's face it, like what you said, as far as crops of, you know, different herbs and flowers or whatever the case is, they're grown in different regions of the world at different times of the year, and there's, you know, cold and heat and aridness or moisture that all factors into that, along with the organic practices when they're grown. And then it goes from there to the care of whatever, like let's say lavender, and into the entire processing of creating the essential oil. So there's a lot of different things that go into this. So there's obviously no question why we need all of this testing in place to ensure that month after month, when people are ordering these amazing essential oils, that they're getting what they're supposed to be getting. And even down to like the scent, do you know, like I love it, because yeah, lavender is very much unmistakable if it's good, pure, amazing, good quality lavender. So anything else that you want to share in testing before I actually ask you some questions? Some other questions.
I think we covered it, and you know, you are right in that it is a pretty elaborate, or you know, it can be easy to go over the head. I mean, some of this mm-hmm. stuff, you know, it's above my head for sure. But I mean, luckily though, we've got an article up through the toolkit that comes with the oils. We do also break it down, so you mm-hmm. don't have to memorize, you know, gas chromatography and mass yeah. spectrometry, right? You don't have to memorize that. Just know that, you know, yes, we are making sure that these are absolutely 100% pure oils that have, you know, the composition that has an effect on humans. And that's why we use essential oils. Mm-hmm. So do just know that. And it is important.
Boy, and you know, essential oils and extracts like this, they've been used for probably thousands of years. I mean, the history, I'm. Do you know the history all that much in regards to essential
yeah.
oils?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been used for thousands of years. And I mean, it's, you know, and this is one area, I mean, like I said, full disclosure, I don't have a background in essential oils. I mean, I've studied nutrition, but not necessarily essential oils. However, just even through nutrition and even through my working at Isagenics and what I've really come to respect and cherish is plants, right? The plants, what we can get from plants. And we already harness plants in a lot of Isagenics products, whether it's our adaptogens, Ionic Supreme, right, or Isagenesis, right? We already are, you know, using plant extracts, but essential oils are a whole nother ball game. And I mean, and these are potent things. And definitely, I mean, they definitely have an effect on us humans. So I think it's really exciting for Isagenics to be stepping into this. And of course, I'm glad that, you know, in Isagenics fashion, we're doing it in the highest quality way. Of course, you know, and as time goes on, we're obviously learning with everybody else as we jump into this area, but it will just get more and more on our, you know, the education and, you know, just all of this sharing and information and learning around the essential oils. But I think it is really exciting. And I mean, I can tell you just from doing the research that I have, reading of the science, it's exciting. It really is exciting. And really how we can help even more people with their, you know, wellness and health goals.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Excellent. Well, and of course, as far as the usage, what's edible, what is not edible, you can actually reference to one of our other podcasts that we did with Erica, and she's going to educate you on exactly how to use it, how to apply the oils that should be applied to the skin, which ones you can actually put into your shakes and all that good stuff. So as far as usage, definitely refer to the other podcast that we just recently did and published as well. So, and with that, I just have to ask you, Sarah, before letting you go, which one is your favorite or which ones are your favorite? What do you love to put in your diffuser and what do you like to use on your skin?
Well, you know, I've just kind of started playing around. Mm-hmm. And again, most of my experience with them or time with them has been spent reading the research. So based on that, I've really taken a liking to peppermint oil. And really, I've been going more mostly just the inhalation mm-hmm. route. I haven't really, I don't know why, I guess, you know, I have nothing against the topical use or mm-hmm. or even the ingesting. But I think that's for everybody to find what their best usage way is. Everybody's different. You don't have to do each and every one all the time. But yeah, no, the peppermint, so diffusing it, definitely, you know, doing a little breathing treatment with it, you know, just inhaling it for a minute or so
mm-hmm.
To see, because yeah, there's some good science on the peppermint. But I also really liked the lemon too. Using the lemon in the diffuser, I've really liked. So yeah, no, I'm excited to get more into them, but the science is promising for sure.
Lemon is good in the vanilla shake. Peppermint is delish in the chocolate shake. And then, of course, there's others that you obviously cannot ingest. But I'm telling you, just do your research. And, of course, the kit is gorgeous. And it'll tell you all the goodies as far as how to use and what different oils are best for. So when you get your little supply of essence, then take advantage of the information that comes inside of it. But, Sarah, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all of the information on that no compromise, very important aspect to our essential oils.
I agree. And thank you for having me. It was good to be here.
Yes. And of course, everybody listening in, thanks for your time and your energy, your devotion to yourselves, your health, your team. Make sure your team members know where to find more podcasts, isagenicspodcast.com. You can download and have some fun. And until next time, everyone, thanks again for joining us and best of health. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenics independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenics independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenicsearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isogenics products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.